My name is Sabrina Gomez. I'm 17 years old. Today is November 18th, 2021, and I'm speaking with Jennifer Gomez, who is my mom.
Hello.
We are recording this interview in Miami, Florida. You ready? Yeah? Okay. Okay, so first question. How has your life been different than what you'd imagined it to be?
I don't think my life has been any different. I've always imagined that I would have a college degree, which I fulfilled, a family, two amazing kids that I've always wanted. But really my life is not, I really never planned as far-fetched as what I imagined would be. I mean, I don't think we grow up as kids saying, I imagine my life is gonna be like this, like a Cinderella story, and it happens, it doesn't. But the basics that I did imagine have occurred for me, especially having a great family.
Good answer. Okay, so what are you most proud of?
I'm most proud of the things that my mother taught me and taught my sisters to be. I'm proud that I have the mother that I did, and she has, till to today, she has passed on, but till today, every day I lead with all the things that my mother always wanted us to be. I value our family, value our education, value and respect others, value spirituality in our lives. So I'm very proud of all the things that my mother has taught us.
Do you think that if your mom had like been different, would you have turned out the way you are now as a mother?
Absolutely. Absolutely. My mother, I learned from, because no one's perfect, my mother made mistakes. You know, with my dad, and I learned how to kind of learn from those mistakes. I've learned how to be a better mother, at times, because none of us do things the right way. We always want the best for our kids. And I think I've learned from a lot of that.
Okay. So can you tell me the story of when you first saw me?
Oh my God.
Everything that happened, like, what were you thinking? What did you see? Bobby?
Well, it was kind of a little bit of a turmoil because you didn't want to come out. So I was in labor for a really long time. I mean, from the morning 8:30, I was already having contractions and you didn't come out till about 1 in the morning. So you ended up being a C-section. So I was kind of groggy when you came out, but the story about you, when I first saw you, it was uncanny, because when they gave you to me, I visually saw my mother. My mother was plain as day there next to me when you were given to me. I heard her speak to me. You looked like her. You had her nose. At the time, you had some of the features that, but you were a beautiful, I mean, I know everybody says their babies were beautiful, but since you were a C-section, you had these beautiful pudgy cheeks, which you still have today, and these just beautiful face. And I was surprised, because we thought it was going to be a boy. So when they said a girl, we were all like thrown back. Your father didn't say much, so what else is new?
Yeah.
But you were just a blessing. You were a blessing. You were completely all 10 fingers and 10 toes and a beautiful baby. But the thing that stands out the most is that my mother showed up. My mother, I saw her face. I physically heard her speak to me, and you were there.
Do you think that gave you that extra push to know that she was with you? That everything that was coming towards you, she was going to be there?
Oh, for sure. I knew that. Well, today, as you know it, you've seen her.
Yeah.
So I think the day you were born and her spirit there, mm-hmm. Was taken in, you took that spirit with you, mm-hmm. and you have it with you. You have that. I think, as you know, you've seen my mother a couple times. Yeah. I can't see her, but you see her. You've seen her. So I think it does.
Yeah.
It does.
Okay. If you could do everything again, would you raise me differently? Anyway, in any part?
Yeah, I probably wouldn't have you so spoiled.
Oh, okay.
Pretty much.
Okay. That's nice.
Actually, I think what I would do different, I think you're a great kid. I think you are, you're smart, you're sassy, you're independent. But I think what I would do, as I think we do as the kids get older, what I would do with you is, I think, have you recognize a little bit more of the efforts that are taken at home to give you the things that you have today, for you to appreciate them and be aware of them and be more conscious of those things that that come very difficult to come by many families and your dad and myself, that we work very hard. But other than that, I think you're very, I think you're very appreciative of the good life that you have. And we've always want our children to have what we don't have. So I think what I would do differently would probably share more of the ideas of why, or maybe be a little bit less giving, be a more of a more time person. Like, I would rather, instead of giving you something, I'd rather you sit next to me and we share other things. Mm-hmm. We share more of conversations. Mm-hmm. We share more of not tangible things, just the time.
Yeah.
If there is the time.
Yeah.
But that's what I would do different. Mm-hmm. Being more, having you more aware of the time to spend with each other.
Mm-hmm.
I would change it. That's what I would change.
Okay, so what were the hardest moments when I was growing up?
I think with you, I really don't think it was the hardest moments. I think having you, I think the hardest moments for me will be, and I think continue to be, having you understand how important you are, the value that you need to give yourself constantly, I think the hardest moments are me trying to get you to that place. The hardest moments for me are seeing you sad.
Mm-hmm.
The hardest moments for me is seeing you in a place where you don't know how to get out of a rut when you're in it. Mm-hmm. You know how to independently choose a better choices for yourself, but that's part of growing up.
Mm-hmm.
So the hardest moments for me are to see you suffer and knowing that I can't help you, that you have to learn to help yourself, and me holding back.
Mm-hmm.
So I think those are the hardest moments, even when you were in middle school, even when you were in, you know, you always were very strong-willed and opinionated and things like that, but I wish I could change some of those things, but I can't. Mm-hmm. The hardest part is for me is holding back.
Mm-hmm.
And having you do the things that you have to do on your own and learn from it. Mm-hmm. And of course, seeing you suffer in the process. Mm-hmm. If that's what occurs.
Do you regret anything?
In life?
Anything. Like anything.
Yeah, not passing my Feely master's exam.
Oh my God.
But it's true. It's one thing that's like a thorn on my side. But do I regret anything? I regret probably not having a better relationship with my father.
Mm.
But that was out of my control.
Yeah.
I could have probably done more.
Nah.
But because we could always do more. We could always forgive more. Mm-hmm. and so forth. But I regret not having a better relationship with my dad. But I regret more not asking the questions before my mother passed away that I needed to know.
Mm-hmm.
About my childhood so I could share them with you guys.
Yeah.
So I wish more than anything that I would have known that she was going to pass.
Mm-hmm.
When she did,
bless you.
When she did, because I would have loved to have really just taken a notebook and paper and pencil and mm-hmm. writing all the things down that I had not asked her,
yeah.
that didn't ask her, that I wish I would have known to ask her
mm-hmm.
to share those things with you.
That's good. So, what are some of the most important lessons you've learned in life? You can give me one. You can give me your most important one.
Don't criticize, don't ridicule, because you never know where if you're going to end up in the same place. So not to be judgmental. Very young, I was very judgmental of people and their decisions, and and I regret that. I would definitely teach you mm-hmm. and Stefan to not be as judgmental, because you never know when you're going to be in the same mm-hmm. shoes. other lessons have been communication, you know, being able to be a better communicator, you know, with family, with mm-hmm. your aunts. I probably regret not, would have liked to have had a more successful marriage, you know, for you guys. But again, that was, it couldn't have been just one-sided. Mm-hmm. So I would have liked that to have worked out for me. But those are the regrets. Mm-hmm. You know, not being able to find out those things from, you know, those lessons that I could have learned from my mother mm-hmm. and mom, the lessons that I could have learned from my marriage, communicating better, and mm-hmm. Not to be so judgmental when I was younger mm-hmm. about people.
Is there anything that you've never told me but want to tell me now?
Oh, God. I don't know. God, I don't...
Like, nothing?
I mean, nothing stands out other than... Mm. Nothing... I love you more each day. I have no idea.
We can take that answer.
Yeah, that's a hard one.
Okay. So can you tell me about any lessons you've learned from your relationships? And do you have any wisdom to pass on about love?
I tell you. Well, definitely the, I know it's a cliche, but with relationships, you should really never go to bed angry at a person. You should really try to leave ego aside, because I think a lot of the times we don't communicate because we have ego, mm-hmm. and try to move on from that argument or discussion at the time that it's happening. Again, it's always, sometimes it's two-sided. You got to have a partner that communicates back for you to communicate. Mm-hmm. But I would definitely be, those are one of the things that I would learn from my relationships, because I think it would have saved, if we would have had better communication, I think we'd be in a different place. Mm-hmm. I really believe that your father and I would be in a different place. So don't let things slide. Don't let mm-hmm. things pass. Just discuss them. Even as soon as you can, do it. Mm-hmm. Do it.
Okay, and our last question. If this was to be our very last conversation, is there anything that you'd want to say to me?
Other than I am just so extremely proud of you. You are such an amazing kid. I wish that I could take all your pain away. But we're very, very proud of you. You know, you are... Like I said, you're so incredibly independent. Sometimes I think you're too independent. You want to run, you don't want to walk. You know, but I admire the friendships that you have. I admire that, how you take care of everybody else, how you really look out for the people that you love. And I'm very proud of that. So I know in turn you will... Hopefully, is what I want for you, to find someone in return that will just care for you as much as you care for them. So I'm very proud of that.
Thank you, Mama. I love you.
I love you too.
Thank you.